What an obvious sweet spirit there is. Why don't you guys just kind of stay put, if you can just find a place to sit down up here. We're not going to be long. I feel like there's something very specific that we need to do. I'm going to just read to you my text. As I have 2 1/4 pages of notes, for most of you, you know what that means. It means about a month worth of sermon. I got PowerPoints ready, the whole deal. And what we're going to do is set it all aside for potentially next week or whatever. We're gonna stay on the idea of the rapture for just a moment. But what I want to do is I want to read to you my verses so that you can kind of just be mulling them over in your spirits. But specifically, I think what the Lord wants to do with us this morning is, and are there folks upstairs right now? Are they up there? Have them all come down, if you would. And they probably already heard me anyway, so. Come down. I want them to be part of what we're going to do physically, because the Bible tells us, it's my heart for all of us to be truly overcomers. And the Bible tells us we will be overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And that's what we're going to do in a few minutes, is I'm going to give you opportunity for some of you to share, but here's the guidelines. I'm not interested in you talking just because you want to be heard. This whole moment is going to be a time where we're going to let the Holy Spirit lead us, and everything that comes from our mouth is with the intent of bringing glory to Him in what He has done within our situations and lives. And also brevity is going to be part of the deal too, okay? The first verse that you're going to read with me is 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, and I recognize that Pastor Vic has gone over some of this stuff already with you last week. He went over the 10 prophetic signs confirming the closing of the church age and leading up to the rapture of the church, and he shared, a beautiful message on what that looks like, and I feel like we're going to just continue for at least the next week parked right there. But I want to read 1 Thessalonians 4, 16 through 17 with you again and encourage you just to spend some time in your word this week just contemplating these verses and how it applies to your life. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangels and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up. Do you see that word? That's where the idea of rapture comes from, right there. If you ever have somebody say, there is no rapture because the Bible doesn't use that word. The word is a Latin word, but it's derived from this portion of Scripture that says caught up, together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will be with the Lord forever. Amen? I'll tell you, I truly live with this kind of anticipation. The next one is 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And let's start in verse 42. Paul is talking about the anticipation and the expectancy that he has in the resurrection of the body. And although I'm not reading all of that exhortation, I want to start in verse 42. Again, I want to encourage you to spend some time in these verses. So will it be with the resurrection of the dead. The body that is sown is perishable, but it is raised imperishable. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. For those of you who are serving the Lord and living for the Lord, I want you to understand, look at the anticipation and expectancy that we still have as believers. Look at how the captive will be set free. You remember when Paul said, "Who will deliver me from this body of death?" Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. This is that anticipation of full deliverance that happens as we find ourselves finally delivered from this body of death. And it's this beautiful resurrection that we're all looking for. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body. So it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam, which is Christ, a life-giving spirit. The spiritual did not come first, but the natural, and after that, the spiritual. The first man was of the dust of the earth, the second man from heaven. As was the earthly man, so are those who are of the earth. And as the man from heaven, so also are those who are of heaven. And just as we have been born in the likeness of the earthly man, so shall we bear the likeness of the man from heaven. I declare to you, brothers, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. In a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. Amen. For the perishable must clothe itself with imperishable, and the mortal with immortality. When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? That was the glory of the Lord. That was the power of the cross. The conquering of death and the opportunity that we have now to live in the glory of his presence and to find that fullness of redemption coming into our lives. I think the church is losing its anticipation for the coming of the Lord. It's amazing how settled we can become with a fallen state. I know you don't feel that with your own human body. How many of you, as it has to do with your human body, is saying, "Oh God, come quickly"? The flesh doesn't want to get up and move, does it? The flesh doesn't want to worship willfully. The flesh wants everything in terms of being pampered. It wants, it wants, it wants. It is so demanding, isn't it? But who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. And as we watch the sights, the Bible tells us that we know that we don't know the day or the hour when the Lord is coming. But it does tell us that his people will know the season. I think we're in the season. We're in the season.